Hello and welcome to another Orbit, the daily devotional from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. Each day we give you a short passage of the Bible to reflect on, a way of putting it into practice in your life, and a chance to pray and reflect. Today's reading comes from Acts chapter 19 and verses 8 to 10. Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. But some of them became obstinate. They refused to believe and publicly maligned the way. So Paul left them. He took the disciples with him and had discussions daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This went on for 2 years, so that all the Jews and Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. Anything that's worth doing tends to take time. You can't learn a musical instrument in 5 minutes, or master a sport, or learn a programming language. Sometimes a real investment of time is needed. And it's the same with friendships. You can't form deep, perhaps even lifelong connections with other people if you don't invest time in them. And of course, that's how a relationship with God works. We don't develop a great connection with the Almighty by only investing a few moments every now and then. Often, it's also how evangelism works. Evangelism, though it sometimes feels like a slightly toxic word, is a core part of following Jesus. Just before he leaves earth, his most important final instruction to his followers is to go and make disciples of all nations. And that's what we see Paul doing all through the New Testament. But Jesus doesn't tell us to run up to people, shout in their face that they should repent and believe, and then run away. He tells us to make disciples, or in other words, form proper relationships where people understand from us what it really means to follow Jesus. Making disciples is the language of relationship, and relationship takes time. So that's what we see Paul doing in today's passage, taking time. He's recognizing that hit-and-run evangelism isn't enough. He spends 3 months in one place, arguing persuasively. And then he spends 2 whole years in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. He invests time because he realizes that making disciples needs that time. We can sometimes feel discouraged when our friends or other people with whom we share our faith don't immediately fall to their knees like Paul on that Damascus road. But we should take encouragement from the story of the greatest evangelist of all time, who often didn't see instant effects either. Instead, he went on a long journey with people, and over time he saw many lives change. Anything that's worth doing tends to take time. Not everyone will choose in the end to follow Jesus. But over the long term, some will, and that will be worth all the time in the world. You might want to join me in praying this prayer. God, I pray that you would give me the gifts of patience and perseverance in all things, but especially when it comes to talking to my friends and family about you. Give me courage to speak when the time is right, and the wisdom to stay quiet when it isn't. I pray that your Holy Spirit would be working in my friends when they hear about you, and in the weeks and months to come, that they'll decide they want to explore a relationship with you too. Amen. Well, there's now just a chance for you to pray or listen to God or bring some of your friends to mind, or simply be still for a few moments. Each day we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. And here's today's challenge. Actually, this one is about more than just one day. Take a small piece of paper or something else physical that you can write on, not an easily lost note on your phone, and write down the names of 3 friends or family members who don't know Jesus. Pray for them today that they might have an opportunity to hear about him through you or through someone else. But then also commit to keeping on praying for them. Put that note somewhere where you'll see it each day, maybe pinned to your wall or the corner of your bedroom mirror, and keep praying for them. Short prayers every day. That's it for today. If you want to get in touch, you can always email me, martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org, or you can message us on Instagram. We're @stmarys_satellites. We'd love to know what you make of this. Thanks so much for all the feedback we've had so far. It really does make a difference. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.